Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two police officers and a security employee shot in Dallas. We've got the story.
Suspect surrenders after a fatal hit-and-run accident in East Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. More upgrades are ahead for Eisenhower National Airport.
The defendants in a Kansas water park death want separate trials. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Some much-needed rain is falling across south-central Kansas this morning. How long will it stick around? Our complete forecast is coming up.
French President Macron speaks to Congress today on a sore subject for President Trump.
President Trump and France's Emmanuel Macron have been showing each other respect and affection during the French president's trip to Washington this week.
I like him a lot.
But relations may get strained as Macron tries to convince the American president and the U.S. Congress to stay within the Iran nuclear deal. President Trump's been denouncing that deal, and at a news conference with Macron Tuesday,
this is a deal with decayed foundations. It's a bad deal.
Macron will be on Capitol Hill today, the first foreign leader to address Congress in almost 2 years, where he's expected to say the U.S. should stay with the deal and expand it in the future. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Two Dallas police officers shot and critically wounded Tuesday afternoon at a Home Depot. A store loss prevention officer also shot in the incident. After a brief chase, the suspect was arrested, along with a female passenger. Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall says
all three officers are out of surgery. That is the two police officers from Dallas and our loss prevention officer from Home Depot. They're out of surgery, and we're asking for your continued prayers for them and their families. I want to take this opportunity to thank the officers for an outstanding job.
Police arrested 29-year-old Armando Luis Juarez in connection with the shooting.
A suspected hit-and-run driver surrendered to police after a man was hit by a car and killed in East Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday night on Kellogg near Edgemore.
This 22-year-old male unfortunately did succumb to the injuries he received. The 22-year-old male is a homeless individual known to be frequent in the Kellogg and Armour area on foot. The driver of the black BMW 3 Series did continue eastbound in the vehicle, fleeing the scene after he struck our victim.
At about 2:30 in the morning yesterday, officers interviewed a 20-year-old man who came to the Patrol East police station. It was determined that he had been involved in that fatal collision. That man was arrested for felony hit and run and for driving on a revoked license. Police are trying to locate the car involved with this case.
The police have identified the person killed while crossing the street Monday morning in southeast Wichita.
Approximately 10:15 in the 2600 block of South Oliver. And the victim is identified as Kimberly D-A-F-F-R-O-N. She's a 35-year-old female.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson there saying the woman was from Newton. A car was southbound on Oliver near George Washington Boulevard when it hit and killed the victim.
Five defendants charged in the death of a boy at a Kansas water park are asking for separate trials.
Motions filed Tuesday in Wyandotte County say Jeff Henry, John Schooley, and Henry & Sons Construction want to be tried separately from Tyler Miles and Schlitterbahn Water Park of Kansas City, Kansas. Henry co-owned Schlitterbahn Water Parks and Resorts. Schooley helped design the ride, and Henry & Sons Construction was the general contractor. Miles' operations director at the Kansas Park and the park are charged with manslaughter. All have pleaded not guilty. The filing argues those involved in designing the ride should be tried separately from those who operated it. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved upgrades for Eisenhower National Airport.
On Tuesday, the City Council approved a $3.2 million contract with professional engineering consultants here in Wichita. The firm will design and replace electrical equipment and cabling on the airport grounds that is nearing the end of its useful and reliable life with more efficient equipment. The project will also upgrade the emergency generator for the airport police and fire building and replace streetlights on Airport Road. The project will be funded with available funds of the airport and the issuance of general obligation bonds to be repaid with airport revenue. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Home action for the Royals, road action for the Shockers in baseball. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Federal health officials cracking down on underage use of a popular e-cigarette brand. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. And again, we have light rain falling in the Wichita area. Crime Stoppers has increased the reward for apprehension of the person who shot at a uniformed police officer in the parking lot of East Regal Cinemas on East 13th in Wichita Wednesday, April 13th. The officer was not injured. The anonymous tipster who helped solve this case is eligible for a $5,000 reward. Jackie Williams tells KNSS News.
I'm president of the Wichita Crime Commission this year, and we've worked, and I've been a part of it for many years. We want to focus on helping out when we can, and that's the reason for our support of this $5,000 reward.
And if you have any information about this shooting, call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111.
A federal judge has dealt another blow to the Trump administration's efforts to roll back Obama-era protections for immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children.
A federal judge Tuesday ruling that the Trump administration must keep protections for illegal immigrants brought to the country as children in place and that the government must resume accepting new DACA applications. In his ruling, Judge John Bates says the government based its decision on, quote, meager legal reasoning. But the Department of Justice says it will continue to vigorously defend its position and, quote, looks forward to vindicating its position in further litigation. The judge has stayed his decision for 90 days in order to give the Department of Homeland Security an opportunity to better explain why it canceled the program. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Federal health officials are cracking down on underage use of a popular e-cigarette brand.
The Food and Drug Administration says it's issued warnings to 40 retail and online stores as part of a nationwide operation against illegal sales of Juul brand e-cigarettes to children. The brand has become popular with some teens because it resembles a computer flash drive and it's a discreet way to vape at school or in public. Regulators asking Juul Labs to turn over documents about the design and marketing of its devices. The company says it monitors retailers to make sure they're following the law. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
In traffic, watch out eastbound Kellogg at Airport Road there, Ridge Road. We've got a stalled out vehicle, potential traffic hazard there. We've also got a potential traffic hazard southbound on I-135 at Harry. Those gasoline prices going up today, so the gasoline prices are at $2.59 a gallon right now. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cloudy sky, we'll have occasional rain that will likely stick around through about mid-afternoon. Our high just 53 with a northwest wind. Tonight becomes partly cloudy. Our low 41, and then sunny and warmer tomorrow with Thursday's high close to 70. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now light rain, 45 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 13 miles per hour. 8:11, Steve and Ted in the morning. And Ronnie Jackson is up for Veterans Affairs Director, and there's going to be that nomination going through Congress this morning. We want to find out more about this story where that nomination could be in trouble. Fox News Radio's John Decker is with us at the White House this morning. Good morning, John. John, nice to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for being on. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Yeah, Ronnie Jackson's nomination to be the new Secretary of Veterans Affairs is kind of in flux and doubt right now, and the reason being is because there's no date yet for his confirmation hearing. There was a date, but Republicans on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee have essentially put that confirmation hearing on hold until they can look into some of the allegations which have come out about Dr. Ronnie Jackson. He's a Navy admiral. He serves as the president's personal physician, and the president feels so confident in his abilities that he's nominated him to be the new head of the VA. But, of course, in order to do that, you need to be confirmed by the full Senate. And even to get to the Senate floor, you need to get a positive vote out of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. So this nomination right now, as it stands, is kind of in doubt.
Well, we've been watching, of course, the Mike Pompeo story because he is from he was a representative, and watched that. And that thing was in doubt for a while until some changes or some people flipped their votes a little bit. But how about this Ronnie Jackson? These are charges of what? Professional misconduct. Specifically, what are people saying about him?
Well, one of the allegations concerning Dr. Jackson is excessive drinking. And that's something that's obviously very serious. You're talking about leading the second largest cabinet agency. We're talking about 300,000 individuals who work for the VA, and it serves millions of veterans every day. So those are serious allegations. That's the reason why this particular nomination has been put on hold. And Dr. Jackson was given an out yesterday. President Trump asked about it yesterday during the White House press conference that he was holding with French President Emmanuel Macron, said it's up to Dr. Jackson, and he can understand if he pulls himself out of the process, because it is a nasty process, as you just alluded to, you know, with Mike Pompeo. It's a nasty process, and it takes a lot to go through it.
And at this point, you were saying actually it's Republicans who are wanting to hold back on this for a little bit, huh?
It's Republicans on the committee. And the reason I say that is because it's Republicans are in the majority in the Senate. They're in the majority on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, and they control the schedule. And so it was the chairman of the committee that decided to essentially put this confirmation hearing on hold for now until they can vet some of these allegations.
Find out a little bit more about it, see if what's true and what maybe is not true. And,
that's exactly right. And, you know, look, you know, if you're Dr. Jackson, you know that if you believe that everything that's been alleged about you is 100% false, then you want to go through the process and, you know, sort of clear your name. If, however, there's some elements here which, you know, ring true, you wonder whether you want to put yourself and your family through all of that.
Yeah, and you make a good point, because how much scrutiny can you stand? What kind of person are you? Would you go up and say, hey, I'm going to, you know, tell me what you think, and I'll respond to it. And, yeah, that's interesting. I think two different approaches, run and hide, or just come out and say, hey, I'll answer anything you want me to say.
Right. You know, if you've done nothing wrong, if you have nothing to hide, if the allegations are 100% false, then, you know, I think that human nature is you want to stand up and fight and clear your name and, you know, show that these allegations are 100% false. I think that's just, you know, human nature, you know. That being said, there are others that say, you know what, I like my job. You know, I'm the president's personal physician. I've served well for President Trump, as I've served well for other presidents, Barack Obama, George W. Bush. I don't need to go through that. That's just not worth it.
Right. Hey, thanks for helping us out this morning with your time and your reporting. Fox News Radio's John Decker at the White House this morning, talking about the vetting process for Ronnie Jackson, who's up for VA director. All right, it's 8:15 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Wednesday morning, April 25th, and one of five black women golfers who say they were told to leave a Pennsylvania club says it felt like they were playing with targets on our backs. Sandra Harrison says representatives of the Grandview Golf Club in York told the group at the second hole they were playing too slowly. After the ninth hole, an hour and a half later, she says they were told they took too long a break and needed to leave. She says she and two other women left because they were so rattled by the treatment. Club called police on the two women who remained. Club owner J.J. Cronister says she called the women personally to sincerely apologize. Harrison says she's still traumatized and hurt. And again, I don't know anything about golf, but I understand if you get somebody who's coming up behind you and they want to play faster, you say, let them play through.
Yeah, just let them come on through.
All right, so obviously some misunderstandings there, but interesting. What do you call it when your ball is, your golf ball is within about, you know, 3 or 4 inches of the hole, and you just kick it in with your foot? What's that called?
A foot wedge.
A foot wedge, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's also cheating. You can't
cheat. Is it cheating to do that?
Two-stroke penalty. A very informal round is what that means.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a two-stroke penalty. Yeah.
What about the Little Rascals where they play the round of golf and they have these giant spoons, kitchen spoons?
Now, I like that.
Or the poster of the Three Stooges in their golf outfits. Mm-hmm.
I'm Those were the days.
Giving golf a bit.
Now, that's golf.
What exactly is a mulligan, by the way? It sounds like it's a stew. I know that, but... What's that? That's somebody.
Well, no, the mulligan's a do-over.
Super awful shot, and you elect to do a do-over.
Yeah,
okay. Maybe the foursome you're with will allow you that mulligan.
Okay.
Yes, a do-over
that doesn't
without
count
penalty
in the score. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So should I have a do-over on this segment we've done here? Am I doing okay?
I think we'll press on.
We don't need a mulligan. Good. Don't need a mulligan. Yeah. Okay.
And we got to be careful about handing out mulligans on this show. Yeah.
818. Yeah. Because
don't want to set that precedent.
We can hand out a lot of them. 818 with Steve and Ted. It is Sports Time with Ted. But we're talking about baseball, Shocker baseball today, right?
Shocks on the road last night. Went up to Lawrence to take on the Kansas Jayhawks. The Shockers clobbered KU last week in Wichita. Last night was the rematch in Lawrence. Shocks were behind in the fifth inning. But the second half of this game would be all Wichita State. Mike Kennedy, Shane Dennis had the call of the game. You heard it right here on KNSS.
And the first pitch to him is driven deep to left. This might be his second of the night. The left fielder on the run. It is off the wall on the fly. Dennis to over to third. He's being waved home. They overthrow the first cutoff man. Throw to the plate is not in time.
Esposito put up stop sign to him again, and he ran through it again.
Genestis scores on the double by Ritter, who had already set a career high for RBI in a single game with four. Now he's got five. 3 for 4, 5 runs batted in, and a 14-game hitting streak already realized earlier in the game.
There you go. Big night for Luke Ritter. Also, Travis Young was 4 for 5 at the plate last night. Shockers scored 13 runs in the final 5 innings and beat KU 14-5, sweeping KU on the season. And the Shocks had lost 5 years in a row in Lawrence until last night. Shocks get that streak taken care of. Shocks are 5-0 this season against teams from the Big 12 Conference. Wichita State now 27-12 on the season. NBA basketball last night in the playoffs. The Philadelphia 76ers at home beat the Miami Heat 104-91. And the 76ers win that series 4-1, advancing on into the conference semifinals now. Big star for the Sixers in the starting lineup, former Kansas Jayhawk, Joel Embiid, with 19 points and a dozen rebounds.
I'm just thankful to be here because, it goes back to 3 or 4 years ago when they all started for me here. And 2 years ago, we won 10 games. So to be in this position, I'm just excited. But, playing through adversity and, after everything that's happened to me, I'm just blessed.
Joel Embiid, the 76ers move on. JUCO baseball yesterday, winning streaks intact. Butler Community College wins. It's 8 in a row. And Hutchinson Community College wins on the road. Now 10 wins in a row for Hutchinson baseball. And Major League action last night in Kansas City. The Royals hosting the first place red-hot Milwaukee Brewers. And Milwaukee stayed hot. Another win for the Brewers, who win their 7th in a row. Milwaukee and the Royals last night, and for the Brewers, it was the return to Kansas City for Brewers center fielder Lorenzo Cain, who signed a huge $80 million contract with Milwaukee during the offseason. And Cain did not disappoint his former fans, as the Milwaukee Brewers radio network had the call.
Couple of walks, lines this one deep right center field, going back, Soler still back at the track, looks up, gone! Just like that. Welcome back, Lorenzo.
Lorenzo Cain with a home run last night in the 7th inning. He was on base 4 times as the Brewers beat the Royals 5-2. Royals have played 9 home games. They've only won 1. They're 1-8 at home this season. Royals are at the bottom of the American League right now. They'll try to get back in the win column tonight, hosting Milwaukee again to wrap up a short 2-game series. Live pregame coverage begins at 6:30 this evening. For the Royals and the Brewers on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Some good news for the Royals. A couple of guys on the disabled list are now activated. Catcher Salvador Perez and center fielder, former Wichita Wrangler Alex Gordon, back from the disabled list. And even though the Royals only got a couple of runs last night, so the offense still sputtering.
Those two guys can make a big impact.
Well, we hope.
Get going. Yeah.
Perez did hit a home run last night.
Did
Alex
he?
Gordon hit a double, but almost no one else
Nobody
did
else.
Anything.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Royals fall again last night. They'll try to get in the win column tonight. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at media coverage of FBI developments. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.